Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 260 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by recognizing what we are. And from the truth revealed, we allow the quote to speak to us. We begin by preparing the body-mind, finding a comfortable seat, relaxing into it. Allowing any stress to be released. Taking a few deep breaths to help the releasing to occur. And we bring our attention to the present moment. Letting attention stay on the present moment. Noticing what is in awareness right now. Just noticing, not trying to change. Fix, judge, just noticing what's in awareness, what sounds, what body sensations. Allowing them to be there just as they are. Seeing if we can practice the radical experience of being okay, just as I am, and with the world just as it is. By recognizing what's in the present moment and letting it be there just as it is, noticing what's in awareness, what thoughts or emotions or mood practicing being okay just as I am, and the world just as it is, allowing it all to be there just as it is. Not getting entangled with it, simply noticing. Practicing total self-acceptance. Deeply accepting, I am okay. Just as I am. And with the world, just as it is. accepting even that which is different, opposite, or unlike. Other. In this present moment, with whatever is coming up in awareness, allowing it to be there just as it is. Notice the freedom of accepting it just as it is. Notice there is no opposition when you accept it just as it is. Accepting it just as it is remaining absolutely empty, of even the slightest whisper of opinion against anything. If you are having difficulty accepting it just as it is, you may still be confused about what you are. These things that you're allowing are in awareness. They are not you. You are the one aware of them. You are before them. You are simply watching them. You are always before the mind, before the body, before the emotions. You are before all opposition and all opinions. You are pure consciousness, pure love, pure being. Always. Unchangeable. Not believing ego is the true practice. True practice is the solution because belief in ego is the only problem. This is why the answer can only be found within. Although pointers are given without, the problem and the answer are within. To stay focused on without is to look away from the problem and the answer. Look within and ask, what am I? This is a question of discernment. True practice is taking this advice, given from our Holy Spirit. Not believing ego is true practice. True practice is the solution because belief in ego is the only problem. This is why the answer can only be found within. Although pointers are given without, the problem and the answer are within. To stay focused on without is to look away from the problem and the answer. Look within and ask, what am I? This is a question of discernment. True practice is taking this advice, Not believing ego is true practice. True practice is the solution, because belief and ego is the only problem. This is why the answer can only be found within. Although pointers are given without, the problem and the answer are within. To stay focused on without is to look away from the problem and the answer. Look within and ask, "What am I?" This is a question of discernment. True practice is taking this advice. Not believing ego is true practice. True practice is the solution, because belief in ego is the only problem. This is why the answer can only be found within. Although pointers are given without, the problem and the answer are within. To stay focused on without is to look away from the problem and the answer. Look within and ask, "What am I?" This is a question of discernment. True practice is taking this advice. Thank you for joining for quote 260 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.